This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Jury deliberations have begun in the trial of Michael McCarthy. That's the man accused of murdering 2-year-old Bella Bond, whose remains were found on Deer Island in 2015. Earlier today, prosecutors and the defense presented closing arguments in the case. Defense attorney Jonathan Shapiro focused on Rochelle Bond, the toddler's mother, saying she accused McCarthy to avoid blame for her daughter's murder.
In the end, the monster came for that little girl, and it was her mother. Michael McCarthy is innocent. The real person who should be on trial here is Rochelle Bond.
Jurors face a choice. They must now decide between first-degree murder, second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, or not guilty in this case. Well, Susan Zelkind was in the courtroom today. She's an investigative reporter covering the trial for the Daily Beast, and she joins us now. Susan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we heard that tape just now from defense attorney Jonathan Shapiro's closing arguments. Is that indicative of the overall argument he made to jurors today?
In a nutshell, picture this. Jonathan Shapiro, he's a short, frail man, long gray hair, nearly white, and he, very soft-spoken, and he unleashes a fury at not only Rochelle Bond, the mother of Bella Bond, but also on the prosecution and the officers trying the case. He said that his client, Michael McCarthy, is innocent and that Rochelle Bond is the one that should be on trial. They said that the prosecutors made a deal with the devil, and the devil is Rochelle Bond.
Interesting. Now, of course, Rochelle Bond was the star witness for the prosecution because she previously had arrived at a deal with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I mean, do you think that turned out to be a good move or potentially risky one by the prosecution if that allowed Shapiro the chance to put so much attention on Rochelle Bond and not his client, who's the one facing charges?
I mean, it will be hard to say until the jury reaches a verdict, but it's interesting here. We have Rochelle Bond, who got a deal. She'll be out of prison after this trial for accessory after the fact of murder. She says that Michael McCarthy killed her child, that he said it was a demon. But as Shapiro focused in heavily in this closing argument, her story has changed many times. It's inconsistent. Even the prosecution didn't use all the arguments that they originally said they would because of their inconsistencies. And Deacon, the prosecutor here, who's a calm, gentlemanly man, alluded to that fact, even in his own closing argument.
Well, so let's listen to a cut from Suffolk County DA David Deacon. This is from his closing argument today.
People don't dump bodies to cover up evidence of innocence. People dump bodies to cover up evidence of guilt. There is absolutely no question that the defendant dumped Bella Bond's body. And there is absolutely no question, therefore, that he murdered the child.
Now, interesting argument because, of course, as you've told us previously, there's still no definitive cause of death for Bella Bond.
That's right. Rochelle's story is that Michael McCarthy struck her in the stomach, but a medical examiner could not definitively say how the child died. Now, interesting, yesterday we heard it was a loss for the defense. The prosecutor managed to add manslaughter on the jury ticket. He's previously accused of murder. There's murder one or two. Now we have manslaughter as an option. Now, after closing arguments, there was a hearing away from the jury. Now, it's Shapiro's contention in his closing arguments that if they do not believe that Michael McCarthy and Michael McCarthy alone killed Bella Bond, then they must acquit. Now there's a new instruction on the jury ticket that says that even if they believe Michael McCarthy and somebody else, and this is Rochelle Bond, they can still charge Michael McCarthy with murder.
Okay, so let's go over this clearly because this is a major twist that just happened yesterday, as you're saying.
So today.
Okay, so initially the jurors were asked to decide on verdicts on murder charges, right? Murder in the first degree or murder in the second degree.
Correct.
For Michael McCarthy only.
Exactly. And then yesterday, we have manslaughter is officially added.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Exactly.
Added to the charges or basically the decisions that the jury has to make?
The decisions that they have to make. So now the defense fought this heavily. But now, afterwards, so Shapiro had said to the in a closing argument that even the prosecution in this closed hearing said was very powerful and eloquent. He said that if the jury does not find that Michael McCarthy and Michael McCarthy alone killed Bella Bond, then they must acquit. Now, the judge has added something to instructions refuting him, saying no and allowing that even if they believe Michael McCarthy and somebody else killed Bella Bond, then they still must find Michael McCarthy guilty. Now, this is really interesting because it tripped me up in closing arguments for the prosecution, because all of a sudden Deakin added this new factor. He put Rochelle with Michael McCarthy at the scene of the crime again, because he alleged that Michael McCarthy returned there after Bella Bond was found. And at first it confused me, and it was almost like they planned this trip up. Jonathan Shapiro was beside himself. He was furious. Jury, of course, never saw this, but it could change the case.
This is absolutely fascinating. I mean, it makes it sound as if there was a recognition amongst prosecutors and possibly, I mean, I don't know, even and the Superior Court judge, that Rochelle Bond is a problematic witness. If they're just adding the involuntary manslaughter as an option for jurors.
I mean, they've already admitted that she's a problematic witness. I mean, that has never, they had to kind of step in front of that. But in this hearing, Deakin says that the Commonwealth has proved beyond a reasonable doubt that she was accessory after the fact, and that was part of her plea agreement. But he says he leaves it open to the possibility that she could have done something else, but they cannot prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
Well, so let's listen to a little bit of what Judge Janet Sanders told the jury during jury instruction. Again, just to reiterate what you were saying, Susan, Rochelle Bond testified because of a plea agreement she had previously struck with prosecutors. They had agreed to recommend that she be sentenced to 2 years probation. And again, she had pleaded guilty to being an accessory after the fact. But here's Judge Janet Sanders during jury instruction.
Because of this agreement, you should examine Ms. Bond's credibility with particular care. You must determine whether her testimony has been affected by any benefits that she has received or hopes to receive pursuant to that agreement.
Well, so the jury is now deliberating. We heard that twist, Susan, that you were talking about a little earlier. They have another option that they didn't have before in terms of the involuntary manslaughter option. But overall, I mean, you spent a lot of time in the courtroom. Very difficult case, very difficult trial to listen to because it deals with the horrible death of a little girl. I mean, how would you characterize what you heard overall?
I think you could cry throughout this entire case and still report on it, be objective. It's horrific. You have the death of a child. You have a very murky case, no matter which way you look at it. You have demonology. You have Alex Jones. A lot of conspiracy theories come up in this trial. It's horrific. It's dark. And it's also so much about the opioid epidemic. I mean, that's what really struck me. I've been reporting on the opioid epidemic for a while now, not just for the Daily Beast, but for The Guardian. And I've been in apartments where somebody is overdosing on heroin, and there are children in the room next door. So you have to think that, I mean, I've talked to children's advocates. I mean, Bella Bond isn't the only child who's being neglected because her caregivers are on opioids. I've written earlier, don't let the demons fool you in this case. There's a lot about demonology and mm-hmm. Alex Jones and really crazy, or I don't know if I should say crazy, but plot lines that you might think are unusual that set this case aside, that you think may think it's an anomaly. And I think you have to look at the bigger picture here of the opioid epidemic. Yeah. We really saw an underbelly of this, and it's devastating no matter which way you cut it.
And, well, now jurors have the job of deciding the outcome of this trial, at least for now. Susan Zelkind is an investigative reporter covering the Bella Bond trial for The Daily Beast. Susan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.